Bible. The page number is 956. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Thank you, Raina. Well, last year I preached a sermon where I talked about citizenship. And that message focused on our choice not to be dual citizens, recognising that as citizens of heaven, we should look only to heaven for our sense of security and safety and not live for things on earth. That sermon focused on our choice, the choices we make and how we live day by day. But today we take a step back, not looking at our will, but looking at the spiritual legalities of our world. In a culture that values personal choice and autonomy and self-determination above anything else, the idea that there are spiritual realities and authorities that we can't simply choose to ignore is perhaps a confronting idea. So we're focusing today on the last sentence of our reading. God has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The power of darkness. What power does darkness have? Is there really a devil? And can he actually harm us if we just choose to ignore him? We're taught from a young age, if someone's a bully, just ignore them. Does that work with the devil? Well, there are two really important parts of a Christian worldview that we're going to be looking at today, and they're foundational to our whole Freedom in Christ series. Firstly, the devil is a real current prince and ruler of this world. His authority is a real thing. But second, through Jesus' death and resurrection, he has defeated the devil. And those who are in Christ are wholly transferred from the devil's kingdom of darkness to Jesus' kingdom of light. So two vital concepts, the reality of the devil and the kingdom of darkness, and the reality of Jesus as Lord of the kingdom of light. On Friday nights during the first half of this year, the youth explored the parable of the Christian faith called Pilgrim's Progress. And there's a scene in the story that illustrates really well what we're talking about today. It's more than halfway through the story. We followed the hero Christian through lots of lows and some highs, and he's walking down the King's Highway when all of a sudden this terrifying beast swoops down from the sky and lands in front of him. It's Apollyon. Apollyon means destroyer and is another of the names for the devil. And Apollyon stands there with his fiery breath and red scaly skin and huge wings and his sword in his hand, and he says, "Who are you and where do you come from?" And Christian, our hero, says, "Well, I came from the city of destruction." "Aha," says Apollyon, "I am the prince of that city, so you belong to me. You left me, but if you return now, I will give you many rewards." And Christian says, "No, your reward is death. I will not go back to you. I now belong to the king of all princes." Well, Apollyon is furious. He takes out his sword and a fight ensues. And in the clashing of swords, Christian starts to get tired. And as he gets tired, he weakens until finally it seems all lost when Apollyon knocks his sword out of his hand and Christian falls to the ground. And at that last moment, Christian's hand finds his sword and he speaks the words of the prophet. He says, "Do not rejoice, my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall fight for me and be a light to me." As he utters those words, he's suddenly able to throw Apollyon off and get to his feet. And he then announces that he can do all things because he has conquered through the King of Kings. And with those words, Apollyon spreads his wings and flies away as fast as he can. And Christian never sees him again. Now, this is a parable of the Christian life. It's one man's understanding. But I think we'll find it's helpful for us today. We see the two vital concepts, the reality of the devil over the kingdom of darkness and the reality of Jesus as Lord of the kingdom of light. We're going to look at three verses which show us how both Jesus and Paul explain the reality of the devil's authority. In Ephesians, Paul says, "In the past, you were dead because you sinned and fought against God. You followed the ways of the world and obeyed the devil. He rules the world." He's saying the devil rules the world, and his spirit has power over everyone who doesn't obey God. But God was merciful. We were dead because of our sins, but God loved us so much that he made us alive with Christ. God raised us from death to life with Christ Jesus, and he has given us a place beside Christ in heaven. Not he will give, he has given us a place. So we see here, Paul teaches us the devil rules the world. Jesus, in speaking to his disciples and preparing them for his death, said these words, "Now the ruler of the world will be driven out, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so you may become children of the light." We see the ruler of this world has real power, but there is hope for disciples of Jesus to leave the darkness and become children of light. And thirdly, Paul in 2 Corinthians said, "The God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. For it is the God who said, let light shine out of darkness, who has shone into our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus." So we want to be children of the light. Can't we just choose that? What about people who don't trust Jesus? Can't they just choose not to be part of the kingdom of darkness? Well, even in our physical world, there are sometimes citizenships and authorities that can't be given up just by choice. I have a friend who was born overseas and moved to Australia when he was 15. He's lived in Australia ever since. He became a citizen of Australia. This is his country. This is his life. But he still has a citizenship of his former country, not because he wants it, but because they won't let him go. You see, in his country, they have a law that every adult must spend 3 years in military service. And so his country says, even though he was 15 when he left, they will not recognise any renunciation of his citizenship until he pays the price, 3 years military service. Now, he is not prepared to pay that price. That would be totally unreasonable for him. And so he's stuck. He is under the authority of that country because the price is too great. No one else is able to pay the price of those 3 years for him. In the same way, Satan claims certain rights over us as people born into the kingdom of darkness, born into a fallen world. We can't just choose to renounce it. There is a price to pay for freedom from the kingdom of darkness. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 tells us that the wages or price of sin is death. We can't pay the price in our own strength without suffering eternal death. The price must be paid. The good news of the gospel is that Jesus paid the price for us. We can't do it, but Jesus has done it for us. He paid the price to free us from all the claims that the devil wants over us. He paid the price to cancel all authority that the powers of darkness want to hold over us. The price is paid. The disciple John explained it this way in his letter. If we believe that Jesus is truly Christ, we are God's children. Every child of God can defeat the world, and our faith is what gives us this victory. God has also said that he gave us eternal life, and that this life comes to us from his Son. And so if we have God's Son, we have this life. But if we don't have the Son, we don't have this life. God's own Son protects them who are his, and the devil cannot harm them. We are certain that we come from God and that the rest of the world is under the power of the devil. We know that because of Jesus, we now belong to the true God who gives eternal life. So people belong to the kingdom of darkness unless they have entered the kingdom of Jesus' light. The price that Jesus paid was enough to free every single person from the claims of the kingdom of darkness. But Jesus simply having paid the price is not enough. We need to apply for or accept our freedom in heaven. For those of us who are Christians, this is a life-transforming understanding. We have been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light and life. We live in a world that's broken and we live among those still in darkness, and darkness would like to entice us back. So we need to truly understand and own our freedom and own our transfer. We need to be able to rebuke all efforts of darkness to re-entangle us, not on the basis of our own strength and power, but in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. We'll be talking more about realizing our total freedom from darkness over coming weeks. But the foundation being laid today is to have this clear understanding of our reality. The price is paid. We are set free from the kingdom of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of light. Most of you will be familiar with the story of the conversion of Saul, who became known as the Apostle Paul. He was Jewish and he was zealous for what he understood to be the right way of things under God. He was furious with the followers of Jesus who were saying things he thought were wrong and were beyond offensive. They were just, you know, impossible for him to accept. He was so moved by darkness that he hunted down those Christians. He wanted them thrown out of the temple. He wanted them thrown into jail. And if they still wouldn't stop talking about Jesus, he wanted them dead. He was a man trapped in the kingdom of darkness. And then Jesus met him on the road to Damascus, this blinding light from the sky. There are a few places in the Bible where we hear the story of what happened to Paul. Luke tells it early on. But also later on in Acts, we have Paul telling the story in his own words, in some of the speeches that have been recorded. In Acts 26, Paul is speaking to a high-ranking Roman official, explaining what happened and what his mission is and what it is that he's on about. Paul describes his commission from Jesus like this. He recounts that Jesus said, "I will rescue you from your people and from the Gentiles, to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." This cuts to the heart of what Paul's whole ministry is about. This is what drove Paul to rescue people from the power of darkness and transfer them into the kingdom of Jesus. So one of the critical questions I have to ask this morning is, have you been transferred into the kingdom of light? Have you placed your faith in Jesus? Have you accepted the gift of God, the life which Jesus has paid for and holds out to you? Today can be the day when you cut ties with darkness. Today can be the day when you enter Jesus' kingdom of light. Paul's mission was to rescue people from the power of darkness and transfer them into the kingdom of light. In a sense, that's what my role is all about too. It's what Mark's role is all about. But since all Christians are called to let our light shine and be salt and light in our world, it's a mission for all of us to be part of rescuing and transferring others. To be effective in rescuing and transferring others, we need to be very clear on our own rescue and transfer. Earlier in this message, I mentioned two vital concepts: the reality of the devil over the kingdom of darkness, the reality of Jesus as Lord of the kingdom of light. So let us return to the reading that we had at the very start. Since the day we heard of your faithfulness, we've not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power. May you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. When we understand how completely we are rescued from the power of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of his beloved Son, then we gain knowledge of God's will. We are enabled to live lives worthy of the Lord. We can bear fruit. We can find the strength, endurance, patience, and joy with which we can live this life. Sometimes we don't feel very victorious. Sometimes we don't feel very transferred. Sometimes we feel like the darkness might be defeating us after all. Understanding our legal place in the kingdom of the light becomes even more important in those times. The words we speak are powerful. In that story where Christian confronts Apollyon, it was as Christian spoke the words of God's truth that Apollyon fled. And so we can declare the truth of Jesus' victory over the darkness, even if we don't feel it in our life today. We can declare the truth that we are in the kingdom of light, even when we don't feel it. When we come before Jesus and declare the freedom that he has won for us, we cause a shift in the spiritual realities of our life. It actually changes the spiritual realities. Satan has certain authority, but he knows the limits of his authority. By declaring our transfer and our freedom in the kingdom of light, we assert a truth which even the powers of darkness cannot deny. God has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Well, as the people of God, I want us to declare these words together now out loud. Would you please join with me and we'll say together, God has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know if you're the meditating type, but that is a verse worth meditating on, reflecting on, letting it sink in. God has rescued you from the power of darkness and transferred you into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Kingdom of Light. In our worship bracket today, we have a new song called O Come to the Altar. The youth know it well from youth group on Friday nights, and the words are so apt this morning. The altar is Old Testament imagery for the place of sacrifice. Jesus' death on the cross made the cross the final altar ever needed to bring forgiveness to the people of God. Maybe you've never fully put your faith and trust in Jesus before today. Come to the altar this morning. Accept the price he paid and be transferred into the kingdom of light. Maybe you've been feeling defeated and weighed down, or fearful, or anxious. Come to the altar this morning and let the Lord Jesus bring you reassurance of his presence and protection. Maybe life is good and you've been dancing in the light. Come to the altar and give praise and thanks for the goodness of our God and intercede for those who are not in that place. Oh, come to the altar, we'll sing. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. And as we worship, we come before him in the spiritual realm. If there are those who would like to have me pray with them to be able to declare with you those realities and those truths of who you are in Christ, Kate and I will be down the front and you are most welcome to come for prayer. God has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let us worship him. Let us stand.